Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
But then not being taught, not being New Testament taught, particularly under the influence of religion, get the idea that you can just say anything. Well, you can say anything, but it'll kill you. You can't say just anything by faith.
Join Kenneth Copeland on the Believer's Voice of Victory as he teaches us about praying in the Spirit. It is the spiritual equipment for every believer to operate with God's power here on earth. Pray in the Spirit and be connected to heaven.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today. We praise you and we worship you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You said in your word, he that loves me, he it is that keeps my commandments. My Father will love him. I will love him. And I will manifest myself to him. And oh, Lord Jesus, We're walking by faith. We're just doing everything that we know to do with a thrill and a joyful and glad heart to do whatever you've told us to do in your word and do whatever you tell us to do day by day. And so we fully expect you to manifest yourself on this television broadcast throughout the earth today. And we give you the praise and the honor and the glory for it. In Jesus' name we pray it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go back to Mark chapter 11, where we began on Monday, where Jesus answering said unto them, the 22nd verse, have faith in God. The cross reference says, have the faith of God, which we do in the new birth. Let me remind you again now. And Peter said this in 1 Peter chapter 1. He said, being born again, listen now, not of corruptible seed, but not of corruptible seed, but what? Incorruptible seed, which is the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Where? In you and in me. Glory to God. So in that seed, the seed of the Word, in that seed was the very life and nature of Jesus of Nazareth. Glory to God. In our spirit being, the real you. You are a spirit. You have a soul made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions, and that's inside your spirit. And you and your soul live in this physical body. Now get it in the proper scriptural order. The scripture said, spirit, that you may be made whole, or that God make you whole. Not holy, H-O-L-Y, W-H-O-L-L-Y, whole. Spirit and soul and body. Now, when you accepted Jesus, as we talked about yesterday, that seed of His Word is the seed by which you were born again. Amen. So your spiritual DNA and the DNA of Jesus is exactly the same. You were born of the Spirit. When He came into this earth, He was born of the Spirit. In hell, He was born again of the Spirit. The scripture said he was manifest in the flesh. That's when he's born in Bethlehem. He was made alive in the spirit. That's when he was born again, the first begotten from the dead in the pit of hell, where he had just suffered hell for every man, all mankind. But this is the big thing right here. If you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, do it right now. You don't have to wait to the end of the broadcast. Just say, Jesus, come into my heart and do something with my life. Glory to God. The Apostle Paul accepted Jesus with one word, Lord. I know good and well he had that on his mind when he was writing to the church at Corinth and said, believe in your heart that Jesus has been raised from the dead and confess him as Lord with your mouth. Glory to God. Now, I said all that to get down to this. In that seed was faith. Hang on. Amen. I'm going to the book of Galatians, and I am in the 5th chapter, the fruit of the Spirit. Now, in the King James translation, the word Spirit is capitalized, but in the text, in the Greek text, there are no capitalizations and no punctuation marks. So, but this is referring to the born again human spirit. The fruit of the Spirit, your spirit, born of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is residing in you if you're born again, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. Faith, actually, it is the fruit of faithfulness. But how could you have the fruit of faithfulness? How could you have the fruit of faithfulness grow in you if you didn't have any faith? Amen. It's God's faith. The faith to get born again, the faith to receive salvation. Amen. Well, I just don't know, Brother Copeland, if I've got the kind of faith it takes to believe my way out of this mess I'm in. Hey, you've already believed God for the biggest miracle that exists. Amen. Believing God for something in this natural realm, this child's play compared to you being born again, a brand new creature in Christ Jesus, just like God. Then it's a miracle that God didn't want to have anything to do with me and you. But hey, he loved you so much when you was headed straight to hell, he loved you so much that he gave Jesus just to get to you. Isn't that marvelous? I don't preach myself happy. Glory to God. Now then, that faith is in there, see. It is in you when you got born again. That's what you got born again with. Amen. Now then, have the faith of God. That's God's faith. It's big enough to believe for anything. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So now, what we're talking about here, that Jesus mentioned saying 3 times, believing once. And we major in the saying part because everybody that's ever accepted Jesus as Lord knows they believed. Amen. But then not being taught, not being New Testament taught, particularly under the influence of religion, get the idea that you can just say anything. Well, you can say anything, but it'll kill you. You can't say just anything by faith. And words release faith backed by corresponding action. Now, let's go back to where we were yesterday, and let's look once more in John's Gospel, chapter 6, where Jesus said, in the 63rd verse, it is the Spirit that quickeneth or gives life. The flesh profits nothing. So words that are generated out of the flesh, out of the carnal mind, are in the flesh natural world. Don't have any life in them. They're full of death. To be carnally minded is death. You can be born again and go to heaven when you die and live a life that is so carnal you very rarely ever receive anything from God. Well, that's wonderful that you go to heaven, but hey, you could have had some heaven while you're here on the earth and should have had. Now then, the words that I speak unto you are spirit and they are life. His words are spirit, and they are life. Now, again, the 14th chapter of John. Jesus said, "Believest thou not that I'm in the Father, and the Father in me?" Let me ask you, do you believe? Yes. Well, did you know the Father's in you? Really? Yeah. Same as Jesus. Same spirit, same Father, because he goes right ahead in this chapter and promised that he's going to the Father. And send the same Spirit. Now then, the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells within me, he does the works. Now then, yesterday we were talking about speaking with other tongues. Let's go now.
Well, now, Brother Copeland, now, wait just a minute. I
quit arguing about it, would you please? That old dog won't hunt no more. I mean, it's been argued over, split one way and down the other. You need to know that the reason the devil has come against that so bad is right here. It is right here in the 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians when it says, "He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God, for no man understands him, and neither can the devil." He can't get in on it, and he knows that that's where that is the open door. The baptism with the Holy Spirit is the open door to the outpouring of God's Holy Spirit manifestations, those 12 powerful gifts, praise God. Amen. And he has no defense for it. But remember, the importance of words. Is this for every believer? Let's check it out in the book of Mark. In that very last chapter of the book of Mark, verse 15, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. In my name they shall speak with new tongues." Now, I've heard this said, well, now, Brother Copeland, see, that just simply means these other languages. No. All of these are supernatural. See, in my name they'll cast out devils. You can't cast the devil out without the supernatural power of God. They shall speak with new tongues. That's supernatural. They'll take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it'll not hurt them. That's supernatural. They'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That's supernatural. See, all of these are supernatural things. So this is not following preachers. This is anybody that believes. This is something that is spiritual equipment for the child of God. Now, I want to point out some things concerning this. Remember now, Jesus said, "My words are not my own." Now, how can you get over into words that are not your own in your natural language? The written word of God, yes. And you can believe those words. That's true. But that's only, you're dealing with it with your natural mind. And, well, let me help you with one more step here. In the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, and this is what's so big to me. This is what's just been huge in my life. In the Okay. Verse 26, 8th chapter of Romans. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. The Greek word there translated actually more accurately would be, instead of helpeth, takes hold together with us against our infirmities. Now, what are these infirmities? For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. He didn't say we don't know what to pray for. We get into the Word of God, we know what to pray for. And you got situations in your life, you know what to pray for. But pray for as we ought. The Spirit Himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now, if you'll search out the word uttered, the literal Greek meaning there is cannot be uttered in articulate speech or a specific language of your own. So it's obvious it's talking about something that's happening in the Spirit that is deeper than what your mind can get to. It says, with groanings which cannot be uttered. Jesus did that. He stood at the tomb of Lazarus, and He groaned in the Spirit. Did you ever think about that and apply that to this? He groaned in the Spirit. Now, Jesus didn't speak with other tongues, but He spoke in the Spirit. Any language He would, anything that come out of Him, that He would immediately by the Spirit know what it was. But what He's doing there, He's moving in the Spirit. He groaned in the Spirit. What did He do? He went into a deeper place of the Spirit. See, that's available to you and me. Amen. We have the faith of God. We believe in those words with the same powers we believe in these. He groaned in the Spirit. And what did He say? I know you always hear me. Glory to God. Well, we can do that. I've had the intercessions. He's interceding there. I've had that come in me as I'm interceding. A good friend of mine had been the last stages of cancer. Years ago, I was at City of Faith in Tulsa. And I was at the City of Faith, got there the same day he did. I didn't know that he was coming, but I was in the City of Faith that day when they checked him in. So, and I'd laid hands on him and prayed with him and went on to church that night. It was on Wednesday night. And I'm over there in the praise and worship service, and I said, Gloria, oh, Gloria, oh, something's wrong. Man, I said, Lord, what is this? And I heard the word cancer. And I said, well, I don't have cancer. And then I realized what was happening. I was interceding for my friend. And I was, I've heard people say, oh, Lord, put that thing on me. No, you ain't qualified. You be shut that up. The devil, you open the door to him in foolish things like that. Jesus already born our sicknesses, carried our diseases, weakness, sickness, pains, griefs, and sorrows, praise God, and all your sin. You're not qualified for that. So, I said, Gloria, I got to go back over there to the hospital on account of Brother Rodriguez. So I went over there, and the Spirit of the Lord began to talk to me about what to pray, what to do, and so forth when I got over there. And be cautious about trying to do that. You don't try to groan in the Spirit. You allow yourself to be used of the Spirit of God. Because if you're doing it in the flesh, it ain't no, you'd be better off if you just speak with your heavenly language in faith and just praise God in that heavenly language, still praying for the same person. You understand? I just wanted to show you what's available to you and me in the baptism with the Holy Spirit speaking with other tongues. I've heard people say, well, what's the use of doing, you know, jabbering around in something you don't understand? Well, you're speaking not unto men, but unto God. Amen. That's big. Well, I can speak to him in my natural language. Not like this, you can't. No, you can't do it. You can't, with your natural language, get into the place where these manifestations of the Spirit reside. Anyway, I did what the Lord said. He said, go over. Now, he's supposed to die tonight. And he said, you go over there and you take a text, and he gave him the scriptures, and you preach healing. He said, I don't know, just read those scriptures to him. You walk around that room just like you do anywhere else, and you preach, you preach until I tell you to stop. I preached for 45 minutes. And I preached a message on faith. I mean, this man knows as much about the Word of God as I do. But that's what the Lord told me to do. And so I did it. I'm just walking up down that room, and I'm preaching faith to him. Preached faith, and like I said, 45 minutes went by. And the Lord said, now crawl up under his bed and pray in tongues till I tell you to quit. So I got up under there. That bed was higher than a normal bed, of course. I just scooted back up under there. Well, I'm in a city of faith, and that whole, all the doctors and all the nurses are all Spirit-filled, and they heard me preaching to him. They came in there, men, and they're standing there praying in the Spirit while I'm preaching to him. And I'm back up under there, and I'm praying in the Spirit and praying in the Spirit, and they joined me, and sometimes they'd have to leave and go right around, but that they were just helping me praise God, and we were praying in tongues, praying in tongues. Praying in the Spirit, praying in the Spirit. That's the way my mama prayed me into the kingdom of God, hallelujah. And so it just lifted. It just lifted. And when it'll lift like that, you may be praying for your children. You don't know what's going on. God may call on you to pray for something. You don't know what it is, and you find out later you're praying for somebody you didn't even know. But these things are available. Praise God. Well, it lifted. And sometimes you just sing in the Spirit a while. You just all of a sudden see this groaning, this intercession spirit just lifted. And all of a sudden, I got it. Praise God. I left. The next morning, they went in there and checked him. He was totally healed. He had cancer of the rectum. That whole part of his body was all brand new. And they said it was like baby skin. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh! Glory to God. Amen. I'll be back in just a minute.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.